Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike. I'm joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. It's day 14 of the 32-day meet. We have a two-day pick six carryover, more than 148,000 after 50-to-1 shot Grandissimo got the money in the last race on the card yesterday. John Lindo, we've got a lot going on at Del Mar. We've got the Whitney Day card at Saratoga. 14 races there, and they're already underway. It's a marathon, but we love it.
I think they're looking at an eight-hour card today, Bob, so you better be comfortable out there. And we go day to night today, good racing around the country.
Four grade ones at Saratoga. The test goes as race 9, four-star Dave, the Saratoga Derby. And then the Whitney is race 12, so we have a lot to cover. We'll talk about that with some of our guests as we go. John, that carryover, now we were all kind of alive up here for something. Consolations in the pick six, the late pick three. We thought we had the race wrapped up pretty much with the logicals, but lo and behold, here comes Grandissimo along the rail to outfinish our five horse there. The name escapes me, but
Goldfoot was
Goldfoot,
right?
And took quite a bit of money out of the pockets up here. But the good news is a lot of money in that Pick Six 2-day carryover.
It's a 10 race card today, so the Pick Six is races 5 to 10. So a little bit of a shorter card here at Del Mar. We've had 11 the first couple of Saturdays, but plenty of meat on the bones here, and it's a tough sequence. So I'm thinking that that Pick Six sequence, if you can knock it down, you're going to get paid today.
And the traditional 2 o'clock post, two stakes races on the card, John. The Grade Two Yellow Ribbon goes as race number 8. With the scratch of Innovative, that's a field of 7, and then a short field in the Best Pal for 2-year-olds, race 3. Why don't we talk about that one real quick, John, you and I, because we've got guests to cover the Yellow Ribbon later. But race 3, some promising lightly raced horses in here. The morning line favorite on bottom, number 6, Kenny 10 at 9-5. You've got He Is No Lie coming off a huge effort at Churchill. And then the Bob Baffert Firster, who romped at Los Alamitos, named Hughes. How did you see the race?
Well, He Is No Lie at Churchill Downs set a blistering pace and got in a pace till he opened up and just got nailed on the money. Again, that was a stakes race. The rest are coming out of maiden races or have not started. So he's got an experience advantage, but he's also had to shift to Churchill Downs and back from post 2. He's going to be one of the ones to catch. I lean a little bit toward number 6, Kenny 10. Again, a very fast horse, 44-3 for the half mile in his debut. Went 5 furlongs at Santa Anita and 56-4. Now, he was 8-1 that day, so it's not like he was one of the whisper horses, but he draws outside, so I think Ricky Gonzalez can kind of choose his trip from the outside. And then you have Hughes, didn't beat a great field at Los Alamitos in his debut, but it's the way he did it. He drew off and he galloped out around the turn like he's going to be better, and he's worked really well here at Del Mar in the morning. I think it's those three, Bob, but just because of the post position, I think the most options for number 6, Kenny 10, and Ricky Gonzalez.
All right, John, let's talk about news from the week, and of course it was heavy coming at us pretty much every day of the week. There was another major announcement made, so let's start with the biggie, or one of the biggies. Churchill and Naira announce a 3-year-old championship series of 6 races. 3 of those are at Churchill Downs. 3 of them are in New York. And then after we talk a little bit about that, we're going to talk about what Maryland and the Preakness, the announcement they made, and how they all kind of tie together.
Well, there's a $5 million bonus in around, tied in around these 6 races, which include the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes in New York, the Matt Wynn back at Churchill Downs, the Jim Dandy at Saratoga, and the Travers, and a final championship race in September that will be at Churchill Downs. They don't have a name for that yet. So whoever, you have to compete in 4 of the 6 races. The horse that earns the most points will get the biggest part of the $5 million bonus. There'll be participations for all those who compete and finish up the series. But like you say, Bob, the immediate names that we saw left off of the series conducted by Churchill Downs and Naira, the Preakness, obviously, in Maryland, the Haskell Stakes at Monmouth, and the Pennsylvania Derby, their big event at Penn National. So they're kind of left out on the outside looking in.
That announcement was made on Monday. On Wednesday, the Preakness and Maryland Racing announced they're moving their traditional date of the Preakness being run 2 Saturdays after the Kentucky Derby to 22 days after the Derby and running it on a Sunday.
Now, the Derby in 2027 would be Saturday, May 1. If it had fallen in the normal schedule, the Preakness would have been the following Saturday, 2 weeks on May 15th. Instead, the Preakness next year will be on Sunday, May the 23rd. So 22 days between the May 1 Derby and the May 23rd Preakness. But they will not be moving the Preakness. You're going to go to the Belmont Stakes in 13 days after the Preakness, and you're going a mile and a half. The race is back at Belmont Park. It'll be a mile and a half next year.
So this really, is a can of worms, John. Okay, we've had the last 2 Kentucky Derby winners skip the Preakness and go to the Belmont. Preakness shoot for the Triple Crown. They bypassed it. So, you know, there was pressure from the industry saying we need to space these races out a little bit, maybe 3 weeks between races. Well, the Preakness made that move. Belmont kind of digging their heels in, like you said, on their date. What's going to happen, John, hypothetically, if a traditionalist wins the Derby and they say, well, I am going to go to the Preakness. I'm going to come back and try to, quote, you know, win that, quote, Triple Crown. Okay, now you have a Derby Preakness winner potentially going into the Belmont 13 days later, John, and going a mile and a half. How's that going to happen?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. Well, the one thing we know is that the Triple Crown works for the general public. They're aware of what that series means. It's over 100 years old. It takes a special horse to win that series. It can be won. We saw it with Justify. We saw it with American Pharoah. So there is some recent history that it can be done. I understand why the folks at NYRA don't want to move off the June 5th date. They call it a Belmont Festival. There are 9 stakes races that day. So if they move that back, they have to move that whole Belmont Festival back, and that messes up their July schedule and into the Travers in August. You know, the Derby's always going to be the first Saturday in May. They have no intentions of moving that anywhere. So the Preakness is kind of caught between the rock and a hard place. And I feel sorry for these guys. I mean, they do their best. It's their one big day. The handle is really good. They had a good handle this year at Laurel. They get back to Pimlico next year. I don't know what's going to happen. For next year alone, I'm thinking the Preakness will probably benefit from this because of the Belmont being a mile and a half. Not every horse wants to go a mile and a half. So you move the race a little further away from the Derby. You might get more horses running back at a mile and a 3/16 just because of the options and distances.
Yeah, I don't know, John. My gut feeling is the Preakness is going to be squeezed, is getting the squeeze here, the kind of the redheaded stepchild now of the Triple Crown. I can see people now just easy decision. Win the Derby, pass the Preakness, wait, and go to the Belmont.
That would be really sad.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of where we're headed, unfortunately. All right, John, some more news. The Hall of Fame inductees, the ceremony was yesterday. Posthumously, John Sheriffs and Christophe Clément go in. Sadly, you know, not alive to enjoy it. They both had obvious credentials and numbers to go in. A racehorse that we all kind of pushed for out here, Kona Gold, who made, what, 5 Breeders' Cup sprint starts in a row, finally went in. But you had mentioned Jay Pribman wrote a real good article about Sheriffs going in and how it was just sadly too late.
Well, John Sheriffs was a historian. He loved the history of the game. He would have loved to have been at the Hall of Fame, to be put in with these people who he revered and studied and knew so much about. And he had the opportunity. He was on the ballot for many years, didn't get in. It wasn't until he passed away this year that they finally put him in the Hall of Fame. And in the same vein, Christopher Clément, who had been on the ballot for many years, he passed away a year ago, and it wasn't until he passed away that he was, you know, got into the Hall. These are guys that would have really, really reveled in the fact that they were joining so many of their colleagues and could appreciate what it meant. And the fact that they're Hall of Famers, yes, but they were Hall of Famers before. If they're good enough to be in the Hall, put them in there, let them enjoy that, and that even it goes with Kona Gold. He was on the ballot, I think, 9 different times.
Bruce Hedley passed away.
Exactly. Bruce would have loved to have seen the accomplishments he did with that horse. All the 100-plus buyer speed numbers, 5 straight Breeders' Cup sprints. He didn't start till he was 4, and he raced through his 9-year-old year, longevity at top-class performances. That was a heck of a job of a horsemanship, and Bruce should have been there to see it.
And, John, to me, even more shocking than John Sheriffs not going in, the numbers that Christophe Clément put up. I mean, John Sheriffs didn't win a lot of races in his career. He won some big ones and obviously Zenyatta and had a lot of top-class horses. Christophe Clément had numbers off the board, off the charts. He should have been in years ago. I cannot figure it out. particularly in his case. And an East Coast guy where you'd say, well, you know, there's an East Coast bias sometimes to this Hall of Fame. A popular guy back there. I couldn't figure out why he was not in years ago. John, some very sad news. The passing of former jockey Robbie Alborado, who had been working since he retired a lot with the Ken McPeak barn and, you know, exercising their horses. 52 years old, John, apparently had had a procedure done to put a stent in. He was having some heart issues, some blockage, and apparently passed away in his sleep while at Kenny McPeak's place in Saratoga.
Right, July 30th, they did a surgery procedure. They put stents in to help alleviate a blockage near Robbie Alvarado's heart. Like I say, he was recovering, staying at Kenny McPeak's home. He had ridden for Kenny for so many years, and he passed away in his sleep this past Tuesday. 52 years old, way too young. You know, he rode for a lot of guys like a Neil Howard, you know, one guy after, and guys that he rode for year after year after year. So he had a lot of loyal customers. He won over 5,000 races. You know, he had a checkered career. He had his, you know, he marched to his own drummer, but he won a lot of races. Again, Dale Romans rode him to the Breeders' Cup mile win with the Court Vision. So just a guy that I think was dependable and got to work with horsemen like, again, Steve Espenson, another name. But Robbie Alvarado, 52 years old, way too young.
26th all-time on the win list, as you said, 5,222 winners. He was the regular rider of Curlin. I think he won six grade ones on him. Mineshaft, four grade ones. So you're two Breeders' Cup, two Preaknesses, a very good career, very sad news. Robbie Alvarado passes at the age of 52. Well, John, let's transition to do some handicapping on today's card. Your Lindo report available at the South Point for free. So anybody that goes in there, pick up a copy. We're also available at todaysracingdigest.com. Where do you want to go for your radio play, John?
Well, I did Lindo reports, obviously, for Del Mar today. I also did the Pick 5 sequence races 7 through 11 at Saratoga on that Whitney card. Terrific racing there. Let's go to Del Mar in the middle of that pick 6 with that carryover of $148,000. Six race today. Number 7, Hazaka from the Phil D'Amato stable. Came off the layoff and was pulling pretty hard last time. When he got out in the stretch, he finished okay, but then he galloped out really well like he wants more distance. He gets a mile and an eighth with that race under his belt. If they can cover this horse up early and get him to relax, I think we're going to see a better horse today. 9-2 on the program, number 7, Hazaka, race number 6 at Del Mar. And, Bob, you put out your sheet today, so what are your best plays? And let's get a radio play from you.
Best plays are races 4, 6, and 10. I put $144 into the late pick 5. And my radio play, John, playing a pick 6 might be a spot where you take a single. Ninth race, I like number 9, Matt at 5, who's 2-1, probably going to be shorter than that on the line. But I thought this horse got a very, very tentative ride. Now, we were picking on Joel Rosario a lot during the beginning of the meet. He was 3-58. Since then, he's gone on a tear. He's second in the standings. He's riding very well. This was not one of his stellar moments. He was down inside, and he did not know whether to commit to speed or take back, and he just got caught in the middle. I thought he could have made the lead. They ended up going 22-4-46, which was a very comfortable pace. He let the horse on the outside, Frank Bullitt, dictate everything that day. And we have Hector Berrios back aboard, who's been aboard for two of the wins of this horse. They were turf wins, but he's plenty good on the dirt as well. I think with the speed, the outside post, Berrios back aboard, this horse should run very well today. Ninth race, radio play, number 9, Matt at 5. He's the 2-1 favorite. Potential pick 6 single in there. You've got to beat the Rail Special Club, who's sharp right now, but he is down inside. Brunch and Crunch, a comebacker that likes the track. Those are the logical exacta partners. Anyway, John, that's it. Let's take our first time out because we've got a lot to cover with Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein in the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Here's our fell in the day. Double reached in and grabbed it.
Ink Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAS.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. And John, we hear Rock Lobster coming out of the break there by the B-52s. We've got some lobster going on here at Del Mar today.
There's a special, the first time event here. There's turf and surf lobster steamers today. You can go to dmtc.com for your tickets. Apparently, they have this big steamer out there and a little lobster, a little corn, everything else. It ought to be an interesting event. I'm sure it's going to smell pretty good up here.
Let's talk about our cowbred of the week, courtesy of the CTBA. John, that's Michael McCarthy trainee who won for fun.
That was Free Closer. She won the $100,000 CTBA stakes last Sunday. Free Closer is by Pavel. We've heard that name quite a bit at the meet. Out of the Twirling Candy Mare, no closing costs, owned and bred by Redham Racing. Trained by Michael McCarthy, Free Closer was winning her first stakes of her career. She's now 2-for-3 lifetime. Career earnings over $101,000. And how about an honorable mention to yesterday's graduation stakes winner, Net Parr, who is also by Pavel, out of the Scat Daddy Mare Tafita. Tafita is owned and bred by Redham Racing. Again, the Redhams are having a great run. Trained by Antonio Garcia, he is also 2-for-3. His career earnings now $112,000.
John, we're seeing a lot of Paul and Zilla Redham in the winner's circle here.
Absolutely, and with their stallion, Pavel, they've had an unbelievable meet, and it's great to see those cowbreds, and you can ask Paul Redham, you see him at the track today, if it pays to own a cowbred.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. More news that came out during the week was the top racehorse, Nisos, has been retired, so what looked like a great matchup in the Pacific Classic between Nisos and Journalism. Well, we've had two retirements here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, Nisos has had, you know, his stop and started on him a few times. So they saw something on a scan, I guess, that didn't look right, and they didn't want to take any chances. So they made the proper decision to retire him. But the positive is I think the Pacific Classic is going to have a bigger field now. I think there's going to be maybe a much better betting race. You're going to have Knightsbridge coming in from back east, and he comes off a powerful win on the Haskell undercard. So looking forward to that. So like I said, it might be a better race because there will be a bigger field.
Okay, yeah, it could be, Bob. We just kind of lost some of the star power there.
Absolutely.
I wanted you
Absolutely.
To preview the Yellow Ribbon today, the Grade 2 feature, Race 8 at Del Mar, a mile and a 16th on the turf. One scratch of Innovative. We've got a field of seven. And, Bob, of those seven, five of them are Eastern or Midwest shippers, and we saw this earlier in the Bing Crosby. I was talking to John Lindo earlier. You never used to see that many Eastern horses come out here, but you're seeing it now, and maybe they think it's a little bit easier pickings now, right, Bob?
No, absolutely, especially the grass horses. We've seen that more and more in recent years where grass horses have come out here and won a lot of the big races, especially during the Turf Festival, you know, back at Hollywood Park and since it's been reinstated at Del Mar. But I think Whiskey Decision's making her first start today for Michael McCarthy. I think she's the horse to beat. She comes off of, she chased Gimme Another last start, and Gimme Another came back to win the Beverly D last week at Colonial. You also have Warming In. Anytime Graham Motion sends a horse to California, you have to pay attention because he has a great strike rate out here. Take a Breath is probably the best of the locals. And then Princessa Mocha, she's had some races that make her dangerous, and she might make the lead today, so I give her a look as well. But I think Whiskey Decision is the horse to beat.
And, Bob, we've got big fields in the pick six sequence today. I don't know if you want to go in there for your radio player, or you want to get us a little seed money for that pick six.
I am going to go to the last race of the day, and I like number 9, Fawcett, making his first start for Peter Miller today. I think he's well spotted. He ran twice back east. He's in for the ship and win. This will be his first time running against Calbred. He's a Calbred running his open company back in Florida. So I'm going to hope he's ready off the lap. Number 9, Fawcett in race 10.
That is Bob Mazursky's radio play in the go to the 10th and final. It's the 9-horse Fawcett, Kazushi Kimura at 5-1. Good luck today, Bob. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Good luck.
All right. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Well, it's going great, and I know we know you're salivating over Del Mar and Saratoga. You've got, 24 races to choose from, Bruce. But first of all, we wanted you to give us a little bit of a preview on the Grade 1 test, which goes as the 9th at Saratoga. You've got Explora, who got back on track winning a race at Churchill last time, as the 5-2 favorite and drawn in post 7 of this 8-horse field. How'd you see the race?
It's an excellent race, by the way. Thanks for giving me this race. This one was a lot of fun. I think the interesting play here, though, might be the 2, Percy's Bar, who is ridden by the hottest jockey on the planet right now, Manny Franco, went wild yesterday. This is a horse that started its career as a sprinter, in fact, ran second in the spinaway here as a 2-year-old. She's a Grade 1 winner. She won the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland. Got to give her credit for that, off a layoff. A Grade 1, and she did it from off the pace. She's come up short in her last couple of starts. I like the move by Ben Colbrick. The blinkers go on today. She shortens to 7/8. There should be a lively enough tempo to set it up for her, and I think it's time for her to turn back. So Percy's Bar, I'll give the edge to. Moving Night could not have looked better for Bill Walden last time out, getting on a fast track for the first time, albeit an allowance race, but she was sensational in that win, and you cannot knock Explora. She is definitely, I think, better. Even though she won routing, I think she's better as a sprinter. She's probably the best of the speed, but there's others with a look in here. I made the race 2 Percy's Bar with the 1 Movie Night and the 7 Explora.
And Bruce, you mentioned Manny Franco. He won 6 races at Saratoga. John Lindo, we were going through the jockey standings here before we came on air. We know what the top 4 guys are doing back there. The Ortiz brothers, Flavian Pratt, and Manny Franco. They've run 225 races at the meet. Those 4 guys have combined to win 134 of those 225.
Unbelievable.
And John David Aragon had a tremendous tweet talking about, if you just bet those 4, they're showing a combined positive ROI, the 4 of them together. That's incredible.
What are we doing handicapping?
Yeah, just bet all 4 of those guys every race, and you're showing a positive ROI. Incredible stuff, Bruce.
And there's some outstanding riders that are not getting many wins. Luis Saez, Tyler Gaffalione, Dylan Davis. You know what? They could lead meets anywhere else in the country. So it's not only the upper echelon. There's excellent riders top and bottom, but boy, they're getting the scraps. You're right. The top 4 riders are just dominating at this meeting.
Yep. But, Bruce, you gave out California Dream and Stakes winner on the whim at 680 at Del Mar last weekend. But let's go for your out-of-state play first. I'm going to guess you're going to Saratoga on a terrific card.
Yeah, I don't want to get John Hardoon mad at me because that's problematic. That was his pick last week on the whim. And Bob knows what I'm talking about, right, Bob? John, congratulations on the win. I'm not taking credit.
Oh, I apologize. My notes were wrong. I tried to give you some credit, but we'll pass that on to Mr. Hardoon. But let's get a winner from you at Saratoga.
Thanks a lot, John Lindo. I appreciate that.
After sitting between them at dinner, I know all about, we're going to make sure Hardoon gets credit for that winner, Bruce.
Yeah, make sure he has a butter knife and not the steak knife with him again. Let's take a look at Saratoga's what a great card today. I'm going to take a look at the 13th race. These are fillies, again, going 7 furlongs on the dirt. Bill Walden has 2 horses in the race, but the one that interests me more, and I guess I'm on a Manny Franco kick, is the 9 Beach Heist. She's trying dirt for the first time. She's shown a lot of ability in all of her races. She got nailed at the wire at Ellis Park. And boy, she lost a vicious head bob in her second start in nearly 7 months. She tries dirt for the first time. I love her drawn on the outside. That's a turf horse that maybe doesn't get the dirt kicked in her face. She's fast. I don't know that she necessarily needs a lead. And here's the good news. I've seen her work twice online on the dirt, and she's looked good. In fact, she worked in company with the horse right next door to her, Battis Grove, and she stayed head-in-head with Battis Grove in that August 2 workout. I think she can go either way, either to the lead or right off of them, and I think she could be set up for a big one. Race 13, let's go with the bottom horse, the 9. Beach Heist listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, come back to Del Mar. Where do you want to go for your radio play here?
And I know Bob M. Covered the 8th race, the Yellow Ribbon Stakes. I'm a big fan of Warming. She was good to me winning the Gallaret Stakes on this radio show on May 16th at Laurel with a nice off-the-pace score. She ran well at Churchill on a good turf course. I think she's better, though, on firm turf. She also won the Grade 3 Autumn Miss here in Southern California, so she knows she can run here. The only question mark for her, for me, is there enough pace? If there is, I think she's the most reliable runner in the race going right now. Race 8, the 6, Warming, 6-1 on the morning line.
And nobody's been better than Graham Motion at Sending Horses West. I mean, he hits at a very high rate. Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
BetOnBruce.com has the full card analysis on a very good challenging card at Del Mar. Tacked on to that is the last 8 races of the day. That's the combo platter from Saratoga. Also, audio is included. Best 4 plays at Del Mar. It was kind of hard to narrow to 4 plays today. With an excellent challenging card over there. Audio is included with Best Bets, all at BetOnBruce.com.
Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein, and let's take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, who gave out on the whim as a winner last week. Scott Shapiro, wait till you hear what he did last 2 days ago with his spot plays at Saratoga. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830 KLAAN on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For over 50 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to Today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Does everybody really know what time it is? Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from the Del Mar Press Box. And John, tell us today about some of these NTRA NHC qualifiers.
Right. If you want to qualify for the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas, there are two ways today. Online at horseplayers.com, $155 live qualifier. That means you can make your pick for each race as they come up, as opposed to all before the first qualifying race. And there's the $500 Whitney Day Mammoth/Saratoga contest with two NHC seats. It's being held at Mammoth, but you can play online at FanDuel and ExpressBet. If you're going to play online, call Brian Skirka at 732-571-6595. Let him know you're in.
All right, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, and Bruce wanted to make sure we gave you full credit for On the Whim as a winner last week. We mistakenly credited Bruce, and, you know, he didn't want to get on your bad side.
Well, of course. I understand. That's fine. It was a mistake. It was a legitimate mistake, and it happened. Don't worry about it.
My bad. I'll take the heat on that one, guys.
All right, John. Wanted you to preview the Whitney, which is race 12 at Saratoga. $1 million on the line. How'd you see the race, John?
It's really a terrific race. I mean, you can make a case for at least five of these horses, and Safi Joseph announced yesterday that he's either scratching the 4 Ford Steel or the 5 White Abario, depending on the weather. They are expecting rain later in the day. If the track comes up sloppy, he's going to scratch White Abario and run Ford Steel. And if it's not that way, then he's going to scratch Ford Steel and run White Abario. In either case, I don't like either one of them. I like Sovereignty and Baez. I think Mott has this race covered. You know, it's been interesting. They've been training Baeza out of the gate with these foam cushions inside because he has a problem getting out of the gate, and they said that he's claustrophobic and everything else that goes with it. However, since they put these foam pads in the gate for him, he's been braking really much better. So if that's the case, hopefully it works. I like a 6886 exact box. I'm betting against Magnitude here, and that's the way I see it.
All right, well, we have a lot to choose from on a 14-race, 8-hour card at Saratoga, which already started with a late scratch, by the way, so we'll see how they can beat the darkness. And we've got 10 more races today at Del Mar. So, John, let's get your first play from out of state.
Okay, so let's look at the 7th race today at Saratoga, which is still on the turf. And, again, rain is expected later in the day. Obviously, we hope that it passes or it doesn't hit till the races are over. But this selection is for turf only, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Iron Sight, 5-year-old gelding from the Chad Brown barn. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. 4 career races, each race better than the previous one. Flavian Pratt rides 4-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Iron Sight, is a pick 5, pick 6 single, 7th race today out at Saratoga.
And John, wanted you to come back for your, assume you're going to come to Del Mar for your second play?
Yes, sir. 4th race today, 5 furlong sprinting on the turf. And the number 4 horse in here, Tiger Han, has run at Del Mar in the past. Excuse me. He's won at Del Mar in the past. He's won at this distance. And he's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Hector Barrios aboard to ride number 4. Tiger Han wins today's 4th race out at Del Mar.
And John, we know how much you love the long days, and you thrive on it. So you started at 8:45 at Saratoga. The last race at Del Mar will be 9:48 Eastern time. So you've got a nice, 13-hour day ahead of you, John. Plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, boy. It's yeah, we started
breakfast, lunch, and dinner, John.
And a midnight snack, correct. You can go to the website at jonhardoon.com. 3 best plays is $10. Full card, $25.
Good luck today, my friend, and you'll rest up on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing a lot of work on ExpressBet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, first we want to, give you a little bit of some props here, credit where credit is due. Your spot plays on Thursday, you hit all 3 of them. The prices were $14.24, $13.80, and $5.50. Congrats, Shapper. You swept them. You can't do any better than that.
Yeah, it was a good day at the office. I've had a couple recently after a couple of months of really not seeing it that well that included the Triple Crown season or not having things go my way, started the year well. So hopefully we can take advantage of it. Made a little bit of hay on that day, but hopefully today can bring more of the same.
Well, we wanted you to preview first off the Saratoga Derby race 11. John, a couple scratches in there. Is that correct?
Yeah, a couple scratches in Saratoga Derby. Let me get those out to you. We got to get the right race here. There we go. Race number 11, number 5 Pacific Avenue, and number 9 Botas, who won yesterday at Saratoga, are out.
How'd you see this race, Shapper?
Yeah, this was not a race that I have the strongest opinion because I think the best horse without question in here is Remember Mamba, who finished third last out the title role in West End Kid. And I think he is going to have the same issue, though, as he did last time, that the pace is not likely to be very quick in here, as we see often in these, you know, New York state turf races at longer distances. You know, then you look at Tidal Roll, who was the one that, you know, kind of took advantage of it by stalking the pace early. He's going to be a shorter price than last time, and I don't know. He could regress second time in the States very easily. And then the outside horse, who I probably would like, if not for the post, number 10, West End Kid. You get Pratt for the first time. Blinker's off for Will Walden, but this is a colt that's drawn to the outside, and I don't think has a whole lot of love for the idea of tucking in, but maybe the rider change and equipment change will change that. But I found Tidal Roll to probably be loose on the lead in here, which was why I picked him. I think, remember, Mamba's the best horse, but probably a potential fade today. And then, as you know, price options, maybe Glacius, first time in the States, and number 8, McCready, who could both be prominently placed in a race that doesn't have a lot of speed.
Well, Scott, you not only seen the ball well with a spot place at Express Bet, you gave us a winner on the radio last Saturday. Amber Glenn won the Lake George Stakes for you at Saratoga, $5.32 there. So let's get a radio play. Do you want to stay at Saratoga?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at the Spa, John, and go right before the Saratoga Derby in Whitney, which is another grade one. It's the four-star Dave. And I like number 1, Rhetorical, quite a bit in here. This is a horse that comes in off a fourth-place effort in the Manhattan to Deterministic, who's listed as the 2-1 favorite in here. But that was a mile and 3/16. And I think this horse, while he won at a mile and 8 in the Turf Classic Churchill, I think he did so in front-running fashion against kind of a suspect grade one field, especially for that race. And I think this horse is just simply a miler, maybe mile and 1/16. If you look at his PPs, obviously makes sense as well. He got tired late last time, and Deterministic was able to get the best of him, as he often does. He's a very tough horse to beat. But outside of that, you've got a couple of other speed horses, Mibago and Zulu Kingdom, as well as Capitol Hill and Mahinos. I think Rhetorical tucks in on the inside under Irad Ortiz, gets the perfect trip, but is able to relax a little on the lead in the four-star days. So race 10, number 1, Rhetorical, 5-2 on the line.
That is Scott Shapiro's radio play. Get his work at Express Bet. Good job, Shapper. Keep up the hot streak. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Crush. Take down that pick 6. That sounds like they owe you money.
They owe us a little money from yesterday, yes. But, you know, it's Delmar. It's, you know, like they said in China, Chinatown. It's Chinatown, Jake. And that's what it is here at Delmar.
That's right. It's coming.
I've been there.
Yeah. All right, Shapper. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett in South Florida, Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of 2 intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month, like the John Deere California Juvenile on August 8th, the Claiming Futurity on August 16th, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar. The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sportsbook. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, we had a lot of fun last night at dinner with Pete Perella and Terry Knight from Legacy Ranch. We all told a lot of lies and had a good meal and had a lot of laughs.
Well, we can't share the stories on air, but trust me, they were pretty good. And want to wish those guys luck. Terry Knight, the trainer up at Legacy Ranch, and Pete Perella, Legacy Ranch. They've got Just Work It Out, a first-time starter. How about a cowbred by Justify? Race number 7 today, so good luck with number 3, Just Work It Out, making her debut, a cowbred, 7th race at Del Mar.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. What's going on?
Well, one of your trainers that you're very familiar with, Jose D'Angelo, has 3 entered it today at Del Mar, although I think the horse in the 4th race, Fulanito, might scratch because he's stuck in the race. We've seen Jose win a race, but a little slow on the ship and win. What did you think? Any chance today on a couple of his runners, Toby?
I'll take a, I take a pass on 2 of them or all 3 of them. Let's say facts, guys. The Gulfstream shipping factor that used to be so strong. We watch the races. John Lindo handicaps Gulfstream every winter along. You know, he does every race. You know that the horses from Gulfstream aren't as good anymore. And D'Angelo, the truth of the matter is you know, he's won Breeders' Cups and the like, but he's not as high a percentage guy as he used to be. So I wouldn't get all all foamy in the mouth for his shippers out there. And today, certainly, I don't have any appeal for any of his runners.
And one close call on a Florida shipper for the ship and win we all needed last night was Goldfoot for Sam Walensky in the last. But on to the next, turn the page and on to the next day, right, John?
That's right. Well, we got a couple of dirt races along with the Tapita and the turf at Gulfstream Park. So, Toby, where do you want to go for your Gulfstream Park radio play?
I'm going to take you to the Nightcap. It's a turf race, and I think we can extract some value in here. I like the 2. His name is Plain Champagne, a rider you're familiar with. Coast to Coast, Diego Herrera is on board today, as he has been. He comes off my horses to watch list as well. Behind him, I'm looking at the 4 4 Logistics, the 1 Money Trail, and don't overlook the 9 Swing Route in the Michael Lerman barn off a layoff. Same owners from Riley Mott last winter. This filly can run. She's a 3-year-old and against older. She could upset the apple cart. 2-4-1-9 We're going to be just fine after the 10th race at Gulfstream, which should give you some bankroll because they'll only have run one race at Del Mar by that point.
Perfect. Thank you, Toby. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop is Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
So tell us about the John Deere Juvenile California Regional Challenge going on tonight.
Yes, it's a mouthful of a race name.
It is, and it's, yes.
There's a mouthful of a horse name engaged in the field, too. But, yeah, it's a California qualifier to the National AQHA Challenge Championships in October at the Downs at Albuquerque. So the winner of this two-year-old race tonight, race 8 at 350 yards, qualifies to the national final in another couple of months. It's a full field of 10. We had two trials 3 weeks ago, fastest 10 individual times qualify for this race tonight. There was a big discrepancy in the time of both trials, 0.26 seconds. That's very significant in quarter horse racing. So the school of thought is the winner is likely to come from the faster trial, which was won by number two, Carpe Blanco, who is the 2-1 morning line favorite for the race tonight. And she's a recent acquisition for trainer Jaime Gomez. The win by Carpe Blanco 3 weeks ago put Gomez into a tie for fifth on the track's all-time wins list. He's been an absolute institution at Los Alamitos for many decades, beginning as a groom in the 1970s. Jaime Gomez actually has three runners in the field. And another one is perhaps a better wagering option, although Carpe Blanco number two is very solid and is tough to beat. But number six, Uncle Dizzle for Shizzle, which is not the easiest name to spit out in the heat of a photo finish. But Uncle Dizzle for Shizzle finished third to Carpe Blanco in the trial from gate two, scrambled inwards out of the gate and was bumped, had a good gallop out, gets a better post tonight, and it's 5-1. So I think a decent, reasonable alternative wagering-wise. But the two is definitely the horse to beat.
Well, Michael, just inside that horse, if it comes a 5665 exacta, I don't even know how to pronounce the mongoose horse, but that's going to take up the entire race trying to get those two names out.
Yeah, it's Palau's Secret Mongoose. Yeah, let's hope the 5 and 6 are not fighting it out.
That's fantastic. Well, you got a 7:20 first post time tonight, Michael. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'll try to strike early, John. Race 2 is a 350-yard quarter horse maiden for two-year-olds, just a field of 5. But I think the third choice on Ed's morning line has a decent shot here, number 3, Corona Spades, who on debut broke inwards 4 paths from the rail draw. Finished well, had a good gallop out. That was 300 yards. Get some extra yardage tonight. And with the race experience, start number 2 this evening, I think can be hard to beat. The horse took plenty of early money and for that debut race, did bring some swift gate works into the race, and I think there's scope for improvement for number 3, Corona Spades, in race 2.
Very good, Michael. Have a great night. Let's hope we don't have to encounter that 5-6 exacta in the feature.
Believe it or not, I'm just remembering, they are Peter Berry's favorite numbers, and he's calling the West Virginia Derby tomorrow at Mountaineer. That's a
all
very
right.
Obscure tangent, but he always likes playing 5-6.
Well, then he's in business. If he gets,
he's in business.
Uncle Dizzle for Shizzle. So.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great night. We'll talk next week.
Good on you, fellas. Hooray.
John, again, 2 o'clock post today at Del Mar, 10 races on tap. If you can't be here in person, there's a couple few simulcast options as well.
And a lobster steamer out here.
Lobster steamer, get to the paddock on 5th or the OC Tavern or the Derby Room up at Fairplex. All three are great options, and we're really looking forward to the day. Not only the live card here at Del Mar, but that great Whitney card at Saratoga where they're going in the gate for
Race 3.
Race 3. 3 of 14. Thanks for Christian Inside doing his usual great job. John, it's coffee and bagel time. Stay tuned. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. And Andy Harris follows us with the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday. Good job. Great job.